SSRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. A retired Navy admiral says it's time for the U.S. to launch a counterstrike against the Houthi rebels.
Admiral James DeReedy says it's time the U.S. stop treating the Houthis like a mere nuisance.
Let's not lose sight of the fact they are shooting missiles at our warships.
Attacks that could eventually hit their target, kill U.S. service members, or even sink a U.S. warship.
None of those are impossibilities.
Stavridis says it's something that would inevitably lead to a strong U.S. response, and that could encompass the entire region.
Better we strike now and send a signal.
Admiral Stavridis was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, Hezbollah firing dozens of rockets at northern Israel. BBC's Hugo Bachega.
What we've seen is that since the beginning of this war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza, Hezbollah has been carrying out attacks targeting Israeli positions almost every day. But so far, most of this violence has been contained to areas along the Lebanon-Israel border because the Israeli authorities have been warning Hezbollah against escalating the situation.
This week's runway fire in Tokyo, providing a key test of the safety of carbon composite material on airplanes.
Composite materials reinforced with carbon fibers make planes lighter, which helps them save fuel, a major cost consideration for airlines. But safety experts say there's always been concern about composite materials because if they catch fire, the fumes are toxic. Another concern is the amount of time it can take to put out a fire involving composites.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. Frightening moments for scores of people when a window and piece of the aircraft flew out of an Alaska Airlines Boeing 737. No one was injured. This is SRN News. A new law in North Carolina takes on pornography.
The measure, which went into effect on New Year's Day, will require pornographic website operators to confirm that viewers are at least 18 years old by using a commercially available database. The law also lets parents sue companies if their children were allowed to access the pornography. A small number of states are beginning to consider similar legislation as the harms of online porn to America's young people become increasingly clear. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some of the most liberal laws in the nation, now in California. One of them will guarantee doctors who mail abortion pills to patients in other states will be protected from prosecution. Under another law, foster families will be required to demonstrate their acceptance of homosexuality and transgenderism or be barred from taking children into their homes. This is SRN News. Federal officials clearing the way for Florida to begin importing cheaper prescription drugs from Canada. Here's Ron DeRockstra.
It's the first time any states use the approach and follows years of frustration with U.S. drug prices. Governor DeSantis signed the plan into law in 2019, but it required approval by the FDA. Importing cheaper drugs has long been popular with patients and consumer groups alike, but faced years of pushback by the pharmaceutical industry. The politics of the issue have shifted in recent years, with both President Biden and former President Trump supporting importing medications to help lower costs. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Federal Transit Safety investigators reviewing all New York City subway operations. That in response to a collision and derailment that caused minor injuries to more than 20 people. NTSB is expanding its investigation. More details at SRNNews.com.